Fiorello Perto, School of Robotics. Oh. What you said is very interesting and poses me a question I'm thinking about since many years, and it's the language of scientists. Because the difficulty in sharing scientific knowledge, is this exoteric languages based on mathematics and physics. And I have tried for many years to soften this hard, exoteric, and priest-like language in my book collection. And the only way I thought it was narrative science to tell how this scientific discovery came along and how the scientist did it. And in most of my experienced discussion with scientists was just the opposite of what was then referred as, the scientific discovery that was either by chance or simply by intuition or any other means, except those described in the books, post hoc. That's why I think that it's not easy to do what you are courageously and wittingly trying to do. But I encourage anyone to follow your example in Europe, because exactly precisely this exoteric language, keeping scientists in a closed environment, they when they talk to each other, it's all is clear. They agree. Anything. It's. I mean, they talk the same language: mathematics, physics, chemistry. So, and when you speak about DDT, that was 20 years ago, nobody was opposing it, because you have these all these formulas, and they agree, or simply you fall in a fight on principle. So you cannot attack science, otherwise you are, set, you are darkening, it falling into dark ages. So what I would suggest, and I'm not the only one, is to start to teach history of science. What was done in reality? History of science is very important, more maybe than philosophy of science, real history, because that was reality. Thank you.